Hello, everyone, and welcome to Day 2 of the Holy Spirit Novena. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Ken, and this is my wife,
Janelle.
Hey, good to see you today. And you too. So, any opening comments, Janelle?
We just wanted to thank everybody who's been commenting on both YouTube and in the Facebook group. It's really great to have active participation. It builds community, and really, commitment thrives in community.
Mm-hmm. So thank you for doing that. If you're watching on YouTube, continue to do so. If you're watching in the private Facebook group, we welcome your comments there. Mm-hmm. Today, we are going to shift gears now, and we're going to talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Before we do, we need to ask the question, what is the purpose of the gifts of the Holy Spirit? So that is where we need to start before we talk about the specific gifts. So I want you to imagine that you're in a boat, a big, big boat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and all of a sudden your motor cuts out and you're just dead in the water. You're 1,000 miles from each side of land and you just can't get back. All you have, really, you got two things to get back to land, back to safety. You got your oars. That's what they call them.
The paddles.
That's one thing you got. But realistically, there's no way you can move the big boat with simply your own strength with the oar, because it's just miles and miles. You're going to be tossed by the raging sea. The other thing you have is a sail. In fact, you got 7 sails. And those are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They allow us to do something that, humanly speaking, under our own power, under our own human nature, is impossible. The 7 gifts are like the 7 sails of the boat. We raise them up, and then the wind of the Spirit takes that boat and brings us to that distant shore, which is home, which is heaven. In fact, St. Thomas said that salvation is impossible without the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. So they allow us to move and navigate the spiritual life. They allow us to do something that, humanly speaking, is impossible. So praise God that we have those 7 sails to raise up, to allow us to be docile to the movements of the Holy Spirit. This is what the gifts do. They allow us to become docile to the promptings and movements of the Spirit. They also perfect the life of virtue. So if we want to be a good person, in other words, we want the habit of doing good, then we need the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Because the habits of doing good is really impossible without, again, the strength of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Those 7 sails. The first sail that we are raising up is fear of the Lord. That's a gift. So what are your thoughts on this gift, Janelle?
Well, originally when I first heard it, it brought me back to a conversation that I had with somebody probably like 4 years ago who said, oh, I don't believe in that. Because they thought to have fear of the Lord means that we are afraid of him. Mm. He's not approachable. Mm. And I think, and I can see how that would be a common misconception. But really, the fear of the Lord is actually not that at all. Mm. And it moves us from, you know, being obedient out of fear of punishment to serving God because we love him and he is all good and deserving of our love. Mm. So that's what I thought of initially when I started thinking about this gift.
Yeah, fear of the Lord is a reverential fear. Think about it this way, with a spousal relationship with maybe Janelle and I don't fear selfishness in our relationship or avoid selfishness in our relationship because I'm afraid of the wrath of Janelle Yuzinski.
Hey, how do you know? Better watch out.
The reason I want to avoid selfishness in our relationship is because it will hurt Janelle and hurt our children. That's the fear that I have about avoiding sin. I don't want to hurt her. In a similar way, fear of the Lord is a reverential fear where we want to avoid sin because we fear losing him, not fear of being punished. And this is very important because the spiritual writers tell us this is the beginning of wisdom. because wisdom says we need God in everything. And fear of the Lord says we want to avoid everything that will cause us to lose God. So some of the effects of the fear of the Lord is we start detaching from the world so that we can focus on God. Because we know if we're attached to the world, we can't hold the world and God at the same time. Mm-hmm. Jesus says you can't have two masters. And so fear of the Lord starts bringing that to life. It starts moving our minds to thinking about spiritual matters more than earthly matters. And we know that this is good for us. So if you're sitting there struggling and your mind doesn't naturally go to spiritual things, or you find yourself really attached to certain things of this world, which we all are, by the way, we should ask for this gift to be increased in our life. The interesting thing about fear of the Lord is that if we feel that God is a tyrant or a dictator or have those kind of images that he's just kind of manipulating things here on earth, it's not possible to have fear of the Lord, or it's an indication that we have lack of fear of the Lord, because we have to have a view of God as love in order to have fear of the Lord. It's because of love that we respond this way. We can fear God and fear being punished by him, but that's not fear of the Lord. We can fear fear going to hell, and I guess that's a good starting point. You know, we don't want to go there. But more so, we should long for God and fear not having him out of this reverential viewpoint. Saint King Louis IX, born around, you know, in the 1200s, he was raised by a really holy mom. And it is reported that she said that she would rather her son be dead at her feet than he commit a mortal sin. Why? Because she knew that mortal sin would destroy his soul. And so there's a great example, I think, of reverential fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord causes us to have a horror of sin. And this is what his mother had.
And I think, like, people might not right off the bat all of a sudden have this, detachment from sin, or, you know, disgust of sin. Because it brings me back to another conversation that I had when I was about 18 years old, talking to someone who told me that as I grow in my journey with Christ, I will become more and more disgusted and detached from my sin because I love God more. And I can see that in my life. And there's certain areas in my life where I wish I had more detachment from sin. But obviously, God works in different areas.
So that's just an indication. Yeah. So if we aren't disgusted with our sin, we can ask for an increase of this gift. That's one of the sails to raise up, because it should respond. That's how we should respond to our sin, whether it be mortal sin or past sins or even venial sin. Intentional venial sin still wounds our relationship with God. So we pray for the increase of this gift in our life. So let's raise the sail and pray for the increase of the gift of fear of the Lord.
Day 2. Come, O blessed Spirit of holy fear, penetrate my inmost heart, that I may set you, my Lord and God, before my face forever. Help me to shun all things that can offend you, and make me worthy to appear before the pure eyes of your divine majesty in heaven, where you live and reign in the unity of the ever-blessed Trinity, God, world without end. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Act of consecration to the Holy Spirit. On my knees before the great multitude of heavenly witnesses, I offer myself, soul and body, to you, eternal Spirit of God. I adore the brightness of your purity, the unerring keenness of your justice, and the might of your love. You are the strength and light of my soul. In you I live and move and am. I desire never to grieve you by unfaithfulness to grace, and I pray with all my heart to be kept from the smallest sin against you. Mercifully guard my every thought, and grant that I may always watch for your light, and listen to your voice, and follow your gracious inspirations. I cling to you and give myself to you, and ask you, by your compassion, to watch over me in my weakness. Holding the pierced feet of Jesus and looking at his 5 wounds, and trusting in his precious blood and adoring his open side and stricken heart, I implore you, adorable Spirit, helper of my infirmity, to keep me in your grace, that I may never sin against you. Give me grace, O Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Father and the Son, to say to you always and everywhere, Speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. Amen. Prayer for the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. O Lord Jesus Christ, who before ascending into heaven did promise to send the Holy Spirit to finish your work in the souls of your apostles and disciples, deign to grant the same Holy Spirit to me, that he may perfect in my soul the work of your grace and your love. Grant me the spirit of wisdom, that I may despise the perishable things of this world and aspire only after the things that are eternal, the spirit of understanding, to enlighten my mind with the light of your divine truth, the spirit of counsel, that I may ever choose the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven, the spirit of fortitude, that I may bear my cross with you, and that I may overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose my salvation, the spirit of knowledge, that I may know God and know myself and grow perfect in the science of the saints, the spirit of piety, that I may find the service of God sweet and amiable, and the spirit of fear, that I may be filled with a loving reverence towards God and may dread in any way to displease him. Mark me, dear Lord, with the sign of your true disciples, and animate me in all things with your spirit. Amen.